Welcome. Good morning, everyone.
Recording in progress.
I'll call this meeting of the Permanent Community Impact Fund Board to order February 1st, 2024 at 9:02 a.m. And I will accept everyone's apologies in advance for pulling me out of the 60-degree weather in Moab. Pretty fantastic, but...
Do you know what this means?
You got a booger you're rolling?
No, it's the smallest record in the player, smallest record player in the world singing "My Heart Bleeds for You."
Fair enough. Why don't we start with welcome and introductions, and we'll start with Commissioner Adams. And first, real quick, our board member, Commissioner Bartholomew, will not be in attendance. He underwent surgery on his gallbladder last night. Mm-hmm. He's out, doing well. He's still in the hospital. So we're hoping he's doing well. So thoughts with Commissioner Bartholomew.
I don't think Nagy's going to be here either.
Chairman Zanotti's not going to be in attendance today. Don't think so.
That's what he told me.
Okay. Thanks, Commissioner Adams. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, I'm Commissioner Adams. I live in Monticello. I can see everything all over the state of Utah from Monticello. As some of you well know, Jerry can see Monticello from Henry Mountains.
Yes.
Anyway, I represent the Southeastern Utah AOG.
Mayor Dean Baker, I'm here representing Uinta County.
Kurt Slaw, I'm the Deputy State Treasurer, and I'm here representing the State Treasurer.
Chris Piper, I'm legal counsel.
Curtis Wells, chairman of the CIB representing rural Utah.
Hello, good morning. Laura Hansen, the state planning coordinator in the governor's office with planning and budget.
Good morning. Commissioner Ralph Brown representing Sevier County.
Good morning. Greg Miles, Duchesne County Commissioner, and I am from Altamont, Utah. And I really can see the highest point in Utah, which is Kings Peak in Duchesne County. So.
Commissioner Jerry Taylor, Garfield County, representing 5 County AOG. Did anybody mention a building being named after Bruce?
Well, I thought he'd mention it himself, so now we're just...
This is quite an honor for quite a man, I'm telling you. So, anyway, congratulations, Bruce.
Congratulations. I'm Jack Lytle, Daggett County Commissioner, representing Uinta Basin Association of Governments. And I'm tall enough to see all of you.
Touche.
Yeah. First idiot never has a chance.
All right. Thank you for that. Up next, we'll have, let's see, item 2, our briefing, up and coming meeting dates. Our next meeting is scheduled for March 7th, 2024, and then April 4th, 2024. Any thoughts, questions on that? That worked good for everybody. Okay. And up next, item B, is our financial review. Ms. Powers.
On the screen and on the Zoom is the financial sheet that we always provide at CIB meetings. This one shows everything in yellow that you will be discussing. Now, today is a funding meeting, so the projects on the prioritization list indicated in yellow have all been discussed at prior meetings. You have determined as a board how you will fund those, but I have an update to that, and let me show you the other financial sheet, which is not in your, and it's the same sheet, but I have moved one of the loans that was being taken out of the bonus account. And when that is moved into the mineral lease, if we do not fund, and I apologize to Daggett, if they can wait just a month, if we don't fund them, today there is sufficient funding in the account to fund everything without putting us in the red. So, as you can see in blue right there, without the pending Daggett project, which when it's on the pending list, CIB can fund this if they come back in March. You can approve funding. It's as though each time that they come back, it will be a funding meeting for them, not for anyone else. So if you do not, if you discuss their project, which they did pare down as the board wanted them to do, they have scaled it back a little bit. If you don't fund it today, everything on that was listed in yellow on the financial sheet can be funded without going into the red. There is sufficient funding. We do not have the revenue that comes in for January, obviously. The revenue which is shown on the sheet is through December. So you will, before you have Marches, you will have January's revenue from the mineral lease and from the bonus. And if it's sufficient, we can put them on the agenda. The board can decide how to do that. Or you can choose other projects that you want to have hold until you have sufficient revenue. What you have in the Granicus is an earlier version when I moved the one loan, it was a loan from a different project. When he moved it into the mineral lease, it did allow for that to be not in the red. So you can see what I've listed there in blue.
I can't read it, this is the new sheet?
This is just, you don't have it, and I can email it to you, but it just shows. It still has, you see that line in pink right there?
Thank you.
That's the Daggett
request.
Yeah, I know. That's the Daggett request.
Right.
Without that pending project, then the balance is $1,497,448 in mineral lease and $876,932 in bonus. And that's not red. That's in excess without the Daggett project. Have I confused you?
Yep.
Yeah.
So you don't have that sheet, but it's up there. Don't be looking at that one. Look at this one and scroll up, Heather.
It's just hard to see.
Yeah. I will email this to you, but it was just on the fly last night, so I didn't want to update Granicus that you'd already looked at. So up there, it was the Milford City. We didn't change the loan and grant, but I just moved it out of the bonus column into the mineral lease column because that would allow for everything to be in the black. Without Daggett. But with Daggett is worth considering, but then we could, if they are willing to wait and as they prepare, then in March you can authorize the funding. But if you don't authorize it today, we will not be in the red. That's just the bottom line.
Chair, can I make a comment? So it appears that anything on the pending list...
On the priority list.
I'm talking about the pending list.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything on the pending list you consider to have priority over the next trimester's projects because you put it up for immediate funding ahead of those projects. Now, the way I would look at it as a board member is I would rather see those projects looked at in light of all of the projects that come in the next trimester and not be given any special priority over those projects. The reason they go on the pending list is because in the previous trimester, we determined that there were other projects that were more worthy of funding, and I don't see the next trimester as any different. We have to look at all of the projects and then determine which should get priority, and I don't look at this as a queue, where if you get in line and you get on the pending list, then you get to bump your projects up over and above other projects that might be more critical, but because you have more time in the queue, you just get funded. Like, that doesn't seem like the right way to allocate resources as a CIB board. So that's just my thoughts on it. So.
Yeah, thanks.
I I don't make any decisions. I didn't make the decision.
Okay.
I am telling you, but the policy is that you can remain on the pending list for 6 months. That's been the board's policy. You can change that, but staff doesn't make a decision. We let the applicant decide when they want to come back in and discuss it again, and if you can, you fund it. If you can't, you don't. I don't make any decisions.
At this point, if we fund it, it's because we're borrowing money from the next trimester's projects, right? We're already spending everything we have up until the current funding meeting. Now what you're talking about is essentially borrowing from the next trimester. Like, that only exasperates our issues right now.
What I'm saying is you leave it on the pending list.
That's fine. It can be on the pending list. I'm just saying my decision isn't going to be made to fund that over and above any projects that come in next trimester.
Okay. Commissioner Lytle.
So, I probably can't speak to it completely objectively since I've disclosed being from Daggett County.
Yeah.
But I will speak to it. It was my understanding that there was an opportunity because it got sent back to the pending list, not so much whether it rated or not, it was the choice of the applicant to go to the pending list or not. Even it was a motion made to put him there, but it was also that they didn't push it to a yes or no, or we didn't encourage pushing him, maybe is a better way to say it, to a yes or no. And it went to the pending list, came back with, and I'm not trying to pen the project, but I am trying to get to the point of order you're making. It went on the pending list with some instructions to minimize or reduce the cost to ask. Based on that meeting's discussions. So went back, I believe, 2 weeks prior to the next funding meeting, they could ask to be put back on the list, or back to the for the board's consideration, if I understood it correctly.
They can request to be on any meeting
after the
funding meeting.
Right, so they've chosen to bring it 2 weeks prior to this meeting. They met the deadline asking for it to be reconsidered with the changes that they made, being diligent to the board's wishes for it. So in the way we've done things, maybe it's not the best way, or either way, they've re-entered the mix. And so what I think I hear Candace saying is if they were willing to hold off on this one so that we don't go into the red, once there is funding, then it could be, well, maybe it could be reconsidered today and held off, or come back into the next meeting and have the discussion. I think that's what I think I'm hearing. Whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, I defer and respectfully understand what you're saying. But in terms of how people are going to play by the rules now, until we change them, I'm not sure. There may be parts of it that are uncomfortable or that don't make sense, but I do think that there's ways to make this work without necessarily going into spending into the red or bringing them in, because they've had their day, in a sense, or part of their day, in the last meeting. It's not like they're trying to out-compete anybody or whatever else. It's just trying to be in the cycle as is appropriate.
Yeah, there's a larger policy discussion I think we're having here too. And at the end of the agenda, we do have some of those policies. So, Ms. Hanson, you've got a comment.
So what I was thinking is trying to kind of balance between the two. What if Daggett County is willing to hold off to the next trimester, that it then gets reconsidered in the whole next trimester and doesn't get funded until the next trimester's funding meeting, not in an earlier meeting, as Kurt was saying, but when we do all of the funding in May, right? So if they're willing to hold off, then it gets added into the mix, and then we consider everything in the May funding meeting.
I apologize for the confusion, but it has been the board's policy that when you're on the pending list, you can come back in. for a funding authorization at any subsequent meeting from the funding meeting of that trimester on for 6 months. So it is just the policy. So they did get in the queue earlier, but they were in last month, and unbeknownst to them, there's not enough revenue. So they have done their due diligence, as was requested at the meeting. They have pared the project down by about $700,000-$800,000. It's smaller. They would prefer the original big size, they have said, and that's in your packet. But that's how the pending list works. Once you put something on the pending list, it is there until you choose to bring it forward and fund it, or can.
Yes, go ahead, Ms. Hansen.
Would 3 months dramatically impact the ability of the project to move forward?
I defer to my commissioners, but with some discussion, I hesitate to answer it because of all the other things you said with that.
Yeah.
Because it's on the pending list with a kind of a set of policy that already go with it.
Sure.
That wouldn't necessarily put it in the mix the same as if it were a new project.
That's fair. And I agree with not changing the rules of the game midstream, but I do think
But in terms of waiting for whether it's the trimester, I won't commit myself to an opinion in terms of, because of where I sit, and I likely won't vote anyway.
Yeah, sure.
But if I try and have it be somebody else's project, the rules are kind of already there. But we have different circumstances than we've had to this point in terms of the reduced revenues. So I think that I would talk to any applicant that was on the pending list when we see red numbers up there to see if there's a way to fund them at a later date. And within those 6 months, there's an opportunity. It doesn't have to be Daggett, and it could be other projects that were willing to go back to the pending list and wait if we had a bigger problem with money than we do right now. And that, I understand that gets back to Treasurer Slaw's or Deputy Treasurer Slaw's point in terms of how money moves and doesn't, and what's our long term, what's the long run, how are we going to get ourselves healthy? And I'm sensitive to that, but I also know we got the rules. So
sure.
Chairman?
Yes.
Candace, can you tell us how many projects we've got on the pending list? Is there only two that I'm only aware of two, which is...
Any that were on the pending list prior to this trimester have either chosen to withdraw or they're not there. So there are only two.
They're the only two.
The dollars for the San Juan Hospital are not taken out of our bottom line because they've asked to hold their position there, but in order to clarify for a funding meeting, their numbers are not taken out of. So they're still pursuing other funding as the board requested them to do because it was a big project, and Commissioner Adams can speak to that, but there are only two, and it's the Daggett Medical Center and it's the San Juan Hospital.
Ms. Hansen?
My last question, Candace, can you help me? I'm just looking in our policy manual because I wanted to read the actual language. Do you know where it's written out?
It's not written. It's been the protocol.
Precedent. Okay. It would be good to clarify things like that and actually write them down, I think.
So if this isn't a formal policy, I would probably want to maybe discuss that when we do our policy meeting, what our policy should be, for because otherwise it gives certain projects a special status that gives them, puts them further along in the queue. Obviously, we're going to get a little money, and so if that can jump before all the applicants for next trimester, that, you know, that's not necessarily a fair funding model for all the other applicants, right? Because now we're borrowing from the money that would be available for them if we just go ahead and fund this one in March once we get the money. So.
Any other financial review?
That's pretty comprehensive.
Seeing none, what about discussion of third trimester applications? Do you have any just an update there?
We only have two so far, but today is the funding deadline by close of business, 5 o'clock. When we get that list, we will send you the listing of who has applied. There is there's two. One's from Woodruff. Woodruff applied last trimester, but they were 3 days late. So policy says by close of business. So they are on this trimester's Woodruff. And then Honeyville from, and they're both from northern Utah. Honeyville has a road project. Is it road or water? Honeyville, they're asking for $3 million grant for water system improvements. There are two others, but they're with the small planning grant, so they'll be under $50,000. And CDO will review those. But stay tuned. I will send you the list after close of business today, which they all have to be in by 5, and then you'll know. You may not even need 3 meetings, and that's for probably consideration too. Which meetings would you, if there are 15 applications, you can do that in 2 meetings and maybe wait for a minute on to see what the revenue does. You can do April and May, or you can do March and April, but that will be in the email as well. Now, if you choose to have March, it will be in the public meeting. You can consider which of the next 2 meetings to cancel. Right now, I defer to Christopher Piper as to whether the board can decide the 2 meetings, but the meetings are listed on the agenda as discussion items, so the chair could entertain a motion to cancel one of, to choose which one you would cancel if there aren't sufficient applications to fill 3 meetings.
Item 3, do I have a motion to approve the minutes from the January 4th, 2024 meeting?
Second.
Commissioner Lytle, seconded by Commissioner Taylor. Any discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nay.
I was reading, so I'll abstain.
Abstain. So motion carries with consent. And the chair abstaining. Okay, on to business. Item 4, priority projects. First up is the Uinta County Municipal Building Authority. Request is for a landfill compactor, $517,000 loan, 10 years at 0%. This is a funding meeting. You're welcome to join us at the table, but you know we're likely to keep questions more minimal as compared to the application meeting. So with that, I'll turn it over to the board. Any discussion on this item or a motion to fund?
One question.
Yes.
What is the revenue source? I would like the applicant to tell us what the revenue source is for the repayment of this.
Come on up. Please introduce yourselves to the room and the board.
And Commissioner Larson. Our revenue source will be from the receipt.
Commissioner Larson, our receipts will be the funding source for the repayment of the loan. Receipts from the landfill use.
Revenue?
Yes.
I defer to Bill Prater. Is that sufficient? He's the bond counsel for the board as far as loans.
Yes, we've done a few deals where revenues from landfills have been pledged. As long as you're comfortable with it, that's a reliable source. I guess my question would be is that the application is on behalf of the building authority, suggesting a lease revenue bond, not a landfill revenue bond. If it's done through tippage fees, they don't need to use their building authority. They could do it directly.
I have a question. So is there any backstop by the county if the revenues from the landfill aren't sufficient to repay those loans? Is there any requirement that the county step in?
The answer is no. If unless they have a vote, it's has to be solely payable from the revenue source that's identified. Now, if they go ahead with a building authority deal, the county can use any money they want to make their lease payments to the building authority. But if it's a tippage fee revenue bond, there's no recourse against the county itself beyond what they can get from tippage fees.
Commissioner Weidel and then Commissioner Miles.
A couple questions. And for both, I'm not sure how it'll. So in your application, apparently it didn't speak, or did it speak to the tippage or the receipts?
Before I get it over my head, I should have my auditor online.
Okay.
Is he online? He should be, yes. If he could answer these questions, it may clarify things.
It might, and we can wait for him for a second. But the other part is, if the MBA is the landfill titled into the MBA, or is it owned by the county?
I presume it's owned by the county.
So there has to be some piece of paper that connects those in a lease or a MOU.
Yeah, in a typical deal involving the building authority. The project is owned by the building authority and leased to its sponsor, in this case, the county. And the lease payments from the county is the revenue source that the building authority uses to pay the bond payments.
Okay. And you're thinking Mike needs to be a part of that, or do you know that that is...
He can answer those questions. That's the only reason he needs Mike involved.
Because I'd make a motion to approve it, but I'm not. But pending, it'll be contingent on having that ironed out.
Yeah. So I think we have our guest is online, and why don't we give him the floor?
Yes. Hi. Can you hear me?
Please introduce yourself.
So my name is Caleb Hall. I'm the accountant here at Uinta County. So I just want to make sure I'm able to answer your question. So what were you asking, the revenue? Sorry, I just want to make sure I understood what you were asking.
Yeah, let's restate the question. Whose question is it?
The question is, what revenue source will be utilized for paying the loan for the landfill compactor? Right now it's going to be a lease revenue bond because it's going to be authorized to the Municipal Building Authority. Commissioner Larson has said that it's going to be tippage fees, but then it's a solely tippage fees. You can't use any other revenue to pay it back. So we can use the... Is that correct, Bill Prater?
That's correct. Okay. Yep, the daily usage receipts coming in to, you know, the landfill. So yes, I think, and maybe just want to make sure I understand correctly. So yes, the payments would go to the MBA, and the MBA would make the payments. Or
okay, so it will be a Municipal Building Authority lease revenue bond.
Yes, that was the plan. Okay. Correct.
And I assume it's to protect your bill.
Correct.
Yes, it is.
Commissioner Miles.
I just had one comment or one question. I know that many counties have an ordinance that requires that all waste generated in the county go to the landfill. Does Uinta County have such an ordinance?
I believe so, yes.
And I think that would be protection. I mean, the trash has got to go somewhere. And if there's an ordinance that it has to go to the Uinta County landfill, I think that's protection enough.
Can I make a comment? I'm not comfortable with that being the sole repayment, you know, especially because I think when we had our discussions before, those were pretty low fees that they're charging. And so I would feel more comfortable but I believe under the lease revenue structure, we're covered, right? So as long as they've structured it that way, I'm comfortable going forward. I'm just not comfortable with only revenues that go to the landfill being the only thing that's securing the loan, because but what they're charging, I just don't know if there could be a situation where they can pay it. So I don't feel like that's a fair structure. Like no bank would accept that as their only revenue repayment. If they were to go to the market, the banks aren't going to accept that kind of a structure. And so, you know, I think we need to make sure that these are adequately secured when we loan the funds. And
so the Municipal Building Authority will be the entity that receives it, and it will be a lease revenue bond.
Yeah, and I'm comfortable with that. So I'm comfortable with that structure, just to be clear.
So when the project was placed on the priority list, it was placed on the list unanimously at $517,000 loan for 10 years at 0%, citing special circumstances. So we need a motion to fund.
Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I'll make that motion to fund as on the priority list of the $517,000 loan, 10 years, 0% interest with zero grant.
Okay, thank you, Mayor Baker. Seconded by Commissioner Miles. Discussion? Seeing none, Ms. Powers, I'll call for a roll call vote, please.
Treasurer Slaw?
Yes.
Ms. Hansen?
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Miles?
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
And it is noted that Navi Zanotti is absent.
Okay. Excused?
No.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Moving on, up next we have the Uinta Fire Suppression Special Service District for a fire department ladder truck. The project was placed on the priority list for $1,330,000 in total funding, $871,000 in grant, $459,000 in loan for 15 years at a point and a half. The motion carried with Dean Baker opposed last go around. So members of the Uinta Fire Suppression Special Service District, please feel free to join us at the table. Otherwise, I'll turn it over to the board for a motion or comments. Yes, Mayor Baker?
There's nobody here. They were going to try and have somebody.
Okay.
They did reach out to me and discuss it with me.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of representing them, if I can, a little
bit. We went through these pretty good in the application meeting. So.
And it was, and they will take what the application is, but it's a real struggle for them to pay that off. As I looked at the minimum on that one of $333,000 loan, 15 years, 0% interest with a $997,000 grant, they felt like they could probably be able to be okay with that.
Yeah.
So they was asking if I would ask if we could look at that instead of what was proposed and what was voted on.
Okay.
Really realizing that this fire truck is not just going to be used in Naples. It goes out into the oil and gas, as I think they talked last time. And it's a real struggle. They have limited revenue that comes in. It's a district, so it covers Uinta County. But that truck is so used out in oil and gas field that it's a vital piece of equipment to get. It's a simple truck, single axle, so that it can go over down the roads. Vernal City has a ladder truck, but they could not take it out there. And this one, the Naples City bought, is a used truck. We had it completely refurbished, and it's down to the point where it's going to be taken out of service with it not being able to. And so the fire district is going to fund this. Naples City, we'd love to help them, but we don't even have the revenue to fund them. So they were just asking for a consideration at that minimum.
Okay.
And that's, you know, a little bit more of grant money than loan. But if not, so it's up to the board. But that's kind of their request.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor Baker. Commissioner Adams.
Well, I guess everybody wants a better deal. We gave them what they asked for. They requested exactly what we gave them originally. They asked for $871,000 grant, $459,000 loan at a percent and a half. So
I don't think that was actually what was requested.
Well, it
that
says
was
it
what was proposed and what was what passed the board.
No, that's what they requested. It says
what I see they requested was $1,330,000, 100% grant.
Yep.
Okay.
I have a question.
But that, maybe I just see that on this site. Or are you looking at the minutes? I don't see what you see.
I don't want to argue it, Jack.
I'm not arguing
I'm looking
it.
At,
I just don't see
I'm
what you see.
I'm looking at my computer, and it says grant request and loan request.
Yep.
And that's, so Ms. Powers, that's probably in reference to the terms that it was that were assigned to it when it was placed on the priority list.
Right.
So the original request isn't on our sheet here.
The original request is
yeah.
Okay.
Got it. So I'm going to need better glasses. Yeah, I'm in the front row.
Question.
Yes, sir.
We funded a ladder truck for Garfield County here, how many?
2 years ago.
Year and a half ago?
Yeah.
And it was 700 and some odd thousand. Is this truck that much?
Prices are going up, and that's what they said. If we wait and try and come back and figure out how to get revenue, they're going up and up and up real desperately.
I mean, that's double in 2 years.
I don't know how to compare. Ladder truck. This is a special one because it's got to be built from scratch so that it can go out into the oil and gas fields on
that's
these
what,
dirt roads. It's not.
That's exactly
it's
what
not
they
meant
did.
To be used in down in town and in the cities. Its really main purpose is to take it.
And if it makes you feel better, Bruce, from the top of this ladder on this truck, they can see the Bruce Adams building.
Yes.
Well, the prices have gone up, and the $750,000 that you're referring to would buy a Type 1 pumper nowadays.
Yeah,
that's how much prices have inflated.
Well, let's have a motion. Let's have a motion about it.
I'm willing. I know I represent that county in that area, but I would propose that we go with the minimum, the $333,000 loan, 15 years, 0% interest, and the $997,000 grant.
Okay, can I have some discussion?
Well, we got to have a second.
Okay.
If we don't have a second, then there's not much discussion to be had there. Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second for the purpose of discussion.
So the discussion is, I didn't think this was a meeting where we renegotiated every deal. And so if we renegotiate this deal, what prevents every single other one of these cities or counties coming back and asking for a better deal? Obviously, we all want the best deal. And the reason that we don't push this decision, I know at one point, you know, Lara and I discussed, hey, maybe we should be pushing the negotiation to this meeting. But if we do that, that makes this meeting really, really long. If we negotiate every single deal out there a second time when we come to the funding meeting. So I guess my question to the board is, if we want to renegotiate this, then are we basically saying that we're open to renegotiating every single deal out here? Because I'm sure everybody wants a better deal. That's all my
thing. Okay, let's vote on it, Ms. Powers.
On
the minimum.
First.
Yeah.
The motion is to fund the $333,000 loan, 15 year at 0%, and a $997,000 grant for the Uinta Fire Suppression Special Service District ladder truck.
Question of order.
Yes, sir.
If it was denied, the motion, would that end the project, or would we be back to?
We did not.
And have to go back to it?
We can entertain another motion after this one, if this motion fails.
I just would hate to kill the project because
no,
of this
no,
motion.
No, they don't want that.
No,
it's desperate that they need this truck.
Yeah, it's going to get funded.
We just have to figure out how to fund it.
We've got a proposal on the table for
the minimum tool funding.
Yeah. Yep.
Treasurer Slaw.
No.
Ms. Hansen.
No.
Commissioner Lytle.
I'm struggling with it, but in all respect for all the projects we're dealing with, I'll say no.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Miles?
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor?
No.
Commissioner Brown?
No.
Commissioner Adams?
If they can see Monticello, I vote yes.
Take that as a no.
And if I could comment on the vote.
Is that a yes or a no, Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Okay. That motion fails with 3 in favor.
Okay.
Can I make a comment? It is very difficult to vote no on this, especially where I represent the AOG that they belong in. My difficulty in it right now is, and I get to be the bad guy, I guess, in it, but with what was advanced as the project and the negotiation or what happened at the meeting that this was approved for, I could have worked with some mix short of what was voted on today. Even if it's different, but that moves into the same different motions for different things to make it better for them, which I am inclined to do. But right now, it's difficult for me to vote for it. And I apologize if it's hurt anybody. My vote's been vote counted. I could say yes, and put it on Curtis, probably. Would it change would it put it to even?
Well, would it be, the vote's been decided, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We need a new motion. Okay, Officer Miles has had his hand raised.
I understand where the Special Service District is at, especially with the drop of mineral lease money.
Yes.
And I think it's a little bit out of parity that we gave UNF fire suppression a 1.5% interest and other non-producing areas of the state better terms on the rate. And so I would like to make a substitute motion that we not change the loan-to-grant ratio, but change the interest rate to 0.5%. And that way they're still the same, well, not the same amount, but they're still a considerable amount of money coming back to the CIB.
So I second the motion.
So we've got a new motion. As requested, you just lower the interest, is that right?
Yes.
To, what was the?
0.5%.
Half a point. So motion to fund as it was placed on the priority list, except we're amending the interest rate from 1.5% to 0.5%. Seconded by Commissioner Lytle.
Discussion.
Discussion, Ms. Hansen.
Yeah, I just, you know, the procedures here feel clunky to me. To Kurt's point of, you know, we negotiated everything before, but that's not an actual funding meeting. This is the funding meeting. It does feel clunky to me that we're renegotiating now. And if, you know, so out of principle, I kind of feel like, well, okay, this meeting is supposed to just be, we stamp what we did before, unless for whatever reason funding came in dramatically different than what we were expecting and we really had to make some tough decisions to maybe deny some projects and kick them down the can or down the road. That said, I will comment that it essentially makes the previous application meetings funding meetings, which has been a little bit of a consternation for me from the get-go, is that, well, what's a funding meeting, what's not a funding meeting. So
now say that point again.
Well, if we do all of the negotiations at the application meeting, and then we come to this official funding meeting, and we just adopt everything the way that it was previously negotiated, essentially, we've funded it at this previous meeting, right?
Unless it's on the earn.
So what's the point of this meeting, unless there's dramatically, you know, a shift in money?
Yeah.
So maybe it's okay, but it feels clunky to me.
Commissioner Miles.
If I could respond, and I don't want to be tit for tat here, but I remember a meeting at the Capitol last year when the exact opposite was argued. So I just wanted to bring that up, that is this depending on which project we're vying for? Because we voted on projects and blocks, and the exact argument, the opposite argument was made to dissuade us from voting in blocks last year.
I don't recall that conversation.
I recall it quite well.
We didn't vote in blocks. Why? Because we wanted to renegotiate every deal? Or
yeah, that was the feeling.
Yeah. Well, let's, again, we've got a big policy discussion at the tail end here, so point well taken, yeah. You know, regarding the, you know, making amendments to the terms of the meeting. Why don't we have a vote? On a roll call vote on the motion on the floor, which is to fund for $459,000 in loan for 15 years at 0.5% and an $871,000 grant for a total of $1,333,000. Ms. Powers, call for roll call vote, please.
Treasurer Slaw.
No.
Ms. Hansen?
No.
Commissioner Lytle?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Miles?
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor?
Aye.
Commissioner Brown?
No.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
That motion passes with 3 opposed.
Okay. Thank you. Congratulations to the Unit Fire Suppression. Up next, we have item 4.3, Aurora City. The project was placed on the priority list for a total of $880,000, $480,000 in grant, $400,000 in loans, 7 years at 1% for a road resurfacing project in 2024. At the priority meeting, motion was made by Scott Bartholomew, seconded by Commissioner Brown. Motion carried with Dean Baker opposed. So do we have any questions for the applicants or a motion to approve?
I have one question.
Yes, sir.
Did you come asking for less?
You know what, we can make this.
Happy Jeff, full of nerves, probably.
We can make this work.
Yeah. Do we have a motion to approve?
I would motion that we approve.
I'll second.
As on the list.
Okay. Motion to approve by Treasurer Slaw, which is a $400,000 loan at 7 years at 1% and a $480,000 grant for a total of $880,000. Motion seconded by Commissioner Taylor. Discussion? Seeing none, Ms. Powers, I'll call for a roll call vote, please.
Treasurer Slaw.
Yes.
Ms. Hansen?
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Miles?
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
The motion passes unanimously with the chairman abstaining.
All right, thank you. Congrats, Aurora City.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Up next, we have item 4.4, Milford City, which was placed on the priority list for a total of $1,972,000 with $986,000 in grant, $986,000 in loan, 30 years at 2.5% for a wastewater improvements project. If any of the members of the applicant are in audience, feel free to join us. Otherwise, I'll open it up for questions for the applicant or a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion to approve for $986,000 in loan, 30 years at 2.5%, and $986,000 in grant for a total of $1.972. Motion made to approve by Commissioner Lytle, seconded by Commissioner Taylor. Discussion? Seeing none, Ms. Powers, I'll call for a roll call vote, please.
Treasurer Slaw?
Yes.
Ms. Hansen?
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Miles.
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor.
Yes.
Commissioner Brown.
Yes.
Commissioner Adams.
Yes.
Motion passes unanimously with the chairman abstaining.
Thank you. Thank you. Congratulations, Milford City. Up next is item 4-5, Town of Lyman. Pretty straightforward, $110,000 in loan, 10 years at half a point for road improvements. Questions for the applicant? Welcome. I'll turn it over to the board for questions or a motion to approve.
I'm going to make a motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion.
So a motion to approve by Commissioner Taylor, seconded by Ms. Hansen. Any discussion on that? Commissioner Lytle, please.
And it's mostly to help my memory on the reduced scope of work. Was that what we approved, was the reduced scope of work, or was that something that changed between the approval and the funding today?
The board placed them on the priority list for much less because they came in wanting to redo all of their roads. They had a large request. The board said, we will give you this much, and you go back and decide what you can do with this much. What they have done in their very astute review of their roads, they've come up with $170,000 of their own cash. So we're still awarding them $110,000. They have $170,000. The project is $280,000. And those are the terms which Lyman Town has worked very diligently to come up with what the board requested.
So you requested a more detailed scope of work, and that's pretty much what we've done with that amount that you told us we could probably get.
Okay. Thank you for the clarification.
Ms. Powers, I'll call for a roll call vote, please.
This is for Lyman Town, $110,000 loan, 10 year at 0.5%. Treasurer Slaw?
Yes.
Ms. Hansen?
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Miles?
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
That motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Next up, item 4.6, the Town of Joseph, is a $90,000 grant for a water meter upgrade. Do I have a motion to approve?
Question, Chairman.
Yes, sir.
In there, we asked them, there was a question on the GEO water infrastructure grant. Did they get that?
GOEO.
GOEO, yeah. Any, that was my question.
They did,
is that what you're saying?
I am saying they have said they did.
Oh, they said they did.
They just said they did.
Was the motion?
We won't contract for it. So if you approve it, we won't contract for it until that is there.
So we don't need to have that as a contingent?
No.
Okay. And the motion?
Could you clarify something for me? I'm sorry. So oftentimes when we have a contingent upon this other grant, sometimes it's, well, we'll fund it unless this other group does. Is the GOEO grant fully funding the project, which negates the need for CIB funding, or was the GOEO grant supposed to be match for this? Because sometimes we'll say, you know, like, yeah, well, you know, let's see if you get this other grant first, but we'll prioritize it other way.
Does it say in the description?
I just don't want to double pay for the project, you know?
Well, we would not.
I thought it was.
There would be no contract.
It's not in the description.
It just changes how much money we have available to spend, which may mean other projects might.
Okay. You want to come back to that, staff? Okay, we're going to come back to the Town of Joseph.
Sorry.
Item 4-6. See what you did? You broke it. let's jump to item 4-7, which is the Cedar View Montwell Special Service District. The project was placed on the priority list for a total funding of $1 million, $570,000 in grant, $430,000 in loan, 30 years, at 0% for an operations building. The motion carried, I believe, unanimously on when it was placed on the priority list. But do we have any questions regarding this project? Looks like we have a question regarding what's the revenue pledge for loan repayment. Do we have an answer on that?
Do we have anyone representing them here?
Come on up, gentlemen. Thank you.
I'm not sure they wanted to come up there first.
Did not. I'm Brent Powell. I'm the chairman of the board. Yes, on repayment. Now, right now, we're paying Duchesne County monthly payment, and that adds up to $6,000 a year. So we'll roll that over to the payment, and we've already budgeted the rest into our budget to pay the rest from water revenue.
God, thank you. Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
To fund? So motion second. To fund with the original term, seconded by Mayor Baker, which is $570,000 in grant, $430,000 in loan, 30 years at 0%. Any discussion on that? Seeing none, Ms. Powers, I'll call for a roll call vote, please, on Cedarview, Montwell, SSD.
Treasurer Slaw.
Yes.
Ms. Hansen.
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle.
Yes.
Mayor Baker.
Yes.
Commissioner Miles.
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor.
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
That motion passes unanimously.
Okay. We'll move
point
on.
Point of order?
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
The town of Joseph did not receive the GOEO grant, so they do need the CID funding.
Thank you.
Yeah. That was a good catch.
Thank you.
Good catch.
That was my question, and yeah. It's answered, so I'm good.
Yeah.
Okay. I just didn't know if they got it or not.
Yeah.
So we want to go back to that one?
Yes, sir. We'll go back to item 4-6, the town of Joseph.
Motion to approve,
second.
Mr. Chairman.
Motion to approve by Commissioner Brown, seconded by Commissioner Lytle. Any discussion on that? Seeing none, Ms. Powers.
Roll Mr. Slaw? Vote.
Yes.
Ms. Hansen?
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Miles?
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
That motion passes unanimously.
Thank you, Ms. Powers. Okay, up next, we're going to move on to item 4-8, Castle Valley Special Service District in Emery County. The project was placed on the priority list for a total funding of $2,885,000. With 1.685 in grant, 1.2 million in loans, 6 years at 1.5 for consolidated capital projects in 2024. If there's any members of the Casa Valley SSD, feel free to join us at the table. Otherwise, I'll turn it over to the board for comments or motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion to approve with the terms from the priority list meeting, seconded by Commissioner Taylor. Everyone clear on the motion? Comments? Ms. Powers, roll call vote, please.
Treasurer Slaw?
Yes.
Ms. Hampton?
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Miles?
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Motion passes unanimously with the chairman abstaining.
Thank you, Ms. Powers. Up next, item 4-9 is for Carbon County. And we do have this is for dispatch software from Snowman Technologies. Looks like we do have an adjustment on the request. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah. You want to just go over that real quick?
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you.
In communication with Carbon County, we were seeking a revenue source because the board had authorized a loan. They said that they will pay off the loan with funding from cities and towns. That was a little bit cumbersome, so they have offered to gather that matching cash from the cities and towns, so they would like to forego the loan and just take the $283,000 grant, and they will put applicant cash in as $283,000. So they're just requesting the grant portion only to purchase this software.
Nice. Thank you, Carla.
Any questions for the applicant? Motion to approve?
I'll make that motion. We approve that.
Motion to approve made by Chairman Brown, or excuse me, Commissioner Brown.
I'll second. Point of order, could they introduce themselves?
Yes, please.
Casey Hopes, Carbon County Commission.
Lenise Peterman, Helper City Mayor.
Thank you. Welcome. Motion seconded by Commissioner Lytle. Discussion. And just to be clear on the motion, that is with the applicant Cash replacing the loan, correct? Okay. Ms. Powers, I'll call for a roll call vote, please.
Treasurer Slough.
Yes.
Ms. Hansen.
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle.
Yes.
Mayor Baker.
Yes.
Commissioner Miles.
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
That motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank Carbon County for working so diligently with me as we pursued that process. So thank you, Commissioner.
Thanks, Carbon. Appreciate it. Item 410, Johnson Water Improvement District, was placed on a priority list for a total of $2.95 million. $1,711,000 coming in grant, $1,239,000 in loan, 30 years at 2% for water system improvements. I have all my notes here, water revenue pledge for loan repayment. Please introduce yourselves to the board, and following that, I'll open it up to the board for a motion or questions for the applicant.
Wesley Hamburg, Johnson Water Manager.
Jason Blanknagel, Sunrise Engineering.
Mm-hmm. Questions for the applicant? Motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion to approve by Commissioner Adams, seconded by Commissioner Lytle. As placed on the priority list, the terms. Any questions, comments? Ms. Powers, roll call vote, please.
Treasurer Slough.
Yes.
Ms. Hansen?
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Miles?
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes, with a comment.
Yes, sir.
This young man, Jason Blankenagel, may have grown up in San Juan County and may have been in a very special fifth grade class.
But can he sing?
Yeah.
He can't sing.
He's not going to sing.
I've got a cold right now. I better not.
Fair. Yeah.
You want singing, I'll sing it. No. There's a Brooks and Dunn song called You're Going to Miss Me When I'm Gone.
At the retreat. Yeah, we're expecting something special at the retreat. Okay. So, did we get that finished up with that vote, Ms. Powers?
Motion passed unanimously.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, we are at Jensen Water Improvement District. Total request is $891,600, $650,600 in grant, $241,000 in loan, 30 years at 2%. Welcome, gentlemen. Please feel free to introduce yourselves to the board, and I'll turn it over to the board for a motion or questions for the applicant.
Thank you. Brandon Vincent, Chairman.
Monty Pratt, Treasurer.
Thank you.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve. Seconded by Commissioner Adams, with the terms as placed on the priority list.
I was told not to make any comments to your motions.
Okay. He's learning.
It's good. Grow. Ms. Powers, please.
Treasurer Slough.
Yes.
Ms. Hansen.
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle.
Yes.
Mayor Baker.
Yes.
Commissioner Miles.
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor.
Yes.
Commissioner Brown.
Yes.
Commissioner Adams.
Yes.
That motion passes unanimously, but the chairman is abstaining.
Thank you, Ms. Powers. Congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you.
Up next is item 412. The Thompson Special Service District was placed on the priority list with a total of $153,092, with $5,392 coming in grant, $100,000 in loan, 30 years at 1%, for a SCADA digital metering system for groundwater. Gentlemen, please introduce yourselves to the board. Welcome.
TSSD Board Chairman John Corkery.
And Bill Winfield, Grand County Commissioner.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. Bill's also grumpy about getting pulled out of 60-degree weather, I assume. No?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all.
Curtis? Yes, sir.
Point of order, I guess. I don't know. It's a point of order. I'm just going to be obnoxious.
Okay.
You know, all the projects we've approved have been somewhat half grant, half loan, all the way down through. This is a small community of 75 people. They woke up one day and they didn't know where the water was going. So the efforts of this young man here is to try and track that water. If we go half grant, half loan, we can't give the loan because we don't do anything under $100,000. So I'm going to make a motion we give this to him in a grant.
Okay. Motion made.
I'll second that.
Seconded by Mayor Baker. Any comments, discussion on that? Ms. Powers, I'll call for a roll call vote, please.
Treasurer Slaw?
Come on. I'll take you on the Jeep ride.
Up the book list in Thompson.
He would take you either way, but it'll bring you home.
Yeah. Good point.
There you
go.
Good point.
All right. I'll say yes.
Ms. Benson?
Right. Oh, peer pressure. Okay. I'll say yes as well.
You can come too.
Commissioner Lytle?
I will say yes, but I suspect we are not within the tool, I think there probably should be an exemption.
Yep.
But I hesitate to make that muddy the water.
Financial hardship.
I'll second the motion.
I was going to say, is there an exemption called as Welcome changed. To Thompson?
Yes. Aye.
Okay.
Mayor Baker?
Aye.
Commissioner Miles?
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Magic.
Go get the water, boys.
Thank you guys so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Congratulations. Thompson is it's a cool story what's happening there. It's been, it's been.
You were born in Thompson Hospital, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. And I couldn't see Monticello from there, but otherwise the views were pretty good.
No, he was
in a coal mine. He was born in a coal mine in Thompson. Up next is item 413 for the town of Manila. The project for sewer improvements was placed on the priority list for a total of $3,505,000 with $2,628,000 in grant. $877,000 in loan, 30 years at 1%. I'll invite any members of the town of Manila to the table. Otherwise, I'll turn it over to the board for comments or discussion or motion, please.
The mayor is online.
Thank you. Any questions for the mayor?
State their names.
I'm Jeff McCarty with Sunrise Engineering.
What's the mayor's name?
Kathy Knight.
That's
right. Is her name just mayor?
She said she was the one just mayor.
Okay. All
right. Madam Mayor.
Madam
Mayor. Okay. Do we have a motion to approve?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Motion to approve with the terms as placed on the priority list by Mayor Baker, seconded by Commissioner Lytle. Any discussion on that, seeing none?
Oh, wait. Question. What was the exemption that was used?
Yeah. It needs an exemption.
You knew I had to bring that up, huh?
Well, I would think it would have been in the minutes from the end of it.
They're slightly outside of the tool.
Because what they did was they took out, the tool was representing the whole project that had a back truck. They took the back truck out.
We took the back truck out. And so all that we're doing is Yelanchetta, the lagoon, and the RV sewer dump.
Thank you.
My apologies for not being there. I have a little bit of a crisis here in the town, and I just didn't feel I could leave.
That's okay. Thank you for being with us online.
I think it still requires an exception, though, because...
Well, it's...
Right?
In the tool is the whole amount, so I'm not sure. I think it still would because it's a very minimal loan, so it does require an exemption, but I think the exemption escaped the motion at the
original meeting.
But it does require one now.
So, point of clarity here. So, pulling that out, does that put them within the tool, though? If you pull that truck out, it still doesn't.
No, because the terms of the deal are only being funded.
I need my list of exemptions.
So, special circumstance?
So where would this money, would it be equally split coming out of loan and grant?
No.
Just question.
Look at the terms.
We're going to give you the terms here and check to see if it's within the tool. Working like a rocket here.
Okay. Hold please for Paul on the tool. Reloading. No pressure, Paul.
When no one's watching.
Just to point out the other funding as well. I think that was a big factor in what was discussed last time. They're getting $3.5 million from the EPA.
Yes, we do have that. On the minutes from the last meeting on page 28, it talks where we will remove the back truck to reduce the amount by $405,000.
Thank you, Mayor. Right now what we're trying to do is find the exact numbers that will make up the
It's within the tool.
Packet,
it's within the tool.
And they are within the tool, so we're no longer looking for an exemption.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
So we have a motion and a second, correct?
Baker and...
Yep. Jack and Lyle.
Okay, let's have a vote.
So not needing...
We're good.
We're good.
Yeah. Treasurer Slaw.
Yes.
Ms. Hansen.
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Miles?
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, up next we'll have the town of Manila again for well and water improvements. This project was placed on the priority list for a total of $500,000 in funding, $280,000 in grant, $220,000 in loan, 30 years at a point and a half. Any
motion
questions?
To approve.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Commissioner Miles, seconded by Commissioner Taylor to fund as presented. Ms. Powers, I'll call for a roll call vote, please.
Treasurer Slaw.
Yes.
Ms. Hansen.
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle.
Yes.
Mayor Baker.
Yes.
Commissioner Miles.
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor.
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Motion passes unanimously with the chairman abstaining.
Okay. Thank you. Would the board like to continue on through Daggett before we take a brief recess, or would you like a brief recess now? How's everyone feeling?
Keep going.
Rock and roll.
We
can do Daggett. Okay. Item 6-1, the Daggett County Municipal Building Authority. Proposed as total funding of $7,233,000 with $5,786,000 in grant, $1,447,000 in loan, 30 years at 0.5%. We'll welcome the members of the Daggett County MBA
to the table here to introduce themselves to the board, and then I'll turn it over to the board. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you, Matt Tippetts, the chair of the Daggett County Municipal Building Authority and Daggett County Commission.
Thank you.
Randy Easy, Daggett County Commissioner and member of the MBA board.
Thanks.
And I'd like to state that I can see quite a bit when Jack steps to the side.
Yeah.
Bart Jensen, Jones and DeMille Engineering.
And Jesse Platt is our GIS manager and helps a lot with facilities. He's passing out the packet.
Okay.
Thank you.
Would you guys like to make just a brief like overview or presentation regarding the project?
Yes, thank you. So at the last meeting, we were encouraged to go back to the drawing board a little bit and sharpen our pencil. And a correction a little bit about the numbers that were discussed earlier. We were able to cut almost $1 million off of the project due to some value engineering and decreasing the scope of work. This is an important project for us. We've been working on it for quite some time. I've been in the commission for 5 years, and we've been diligently working on this whole time, and feel like we finally are at a point where we're able to move forward with it, and we appreciate being on the priority list.
Thank you. That's a great project. Okay, I'll turn it over for a board for questions for the applicant or a motion.
Just a little discussion in addition. With the 9 years that I've been on the board, this has been a project, and I think it could be confirmed it's been on our priority list for a number of years. And one of the things that, as many people are finding out, we thought we had saved a lot of money in terms of our real hospital tax in an effort to have skin in the game with this. Our efforts in that have been, for our size of county, been very good. But those dollars, when we started and what we have now, their value has diminished significantly. So our opportunity right now is trying to stay in the game, make our kind of our mark on the ground, because at this stage of the game, we have enough to do many of the things, because I think, as you see on the project, it doesn't show necessarily skin in the game or contribution, but the reason that's there is because we've got to be able to fill or furnish the building, and it's not a complete building, even as it's being presented. And so that money can be used there and be used more wisely, and it also will become part of what our payments are over time, if I'm not overspeaking it for us. So I realize there's a bigger discussion going on that we started into earlier, but this does provide an opportunity for our community that will only get more difficult, as with many of these projects.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I have a couple of questions about their building. As I look at your building, I look at the what do you do for a pharmacy? I know you've got a room here set aside for a pharmacy. Is that a full pharmacy? And how are people going to have access? They've got to go completely through the building for that.
Well, currently we go an hour either direction.
That was my point.
So thank you for that, Jerry. Currently we're an hour and 15 minutes to Pernal, or we're an hour to Rock Springs, Wyoming. We'd love to keep our money in Utah, but going over the mountain in the wintertime to Pernal is problematic. So that's the thought process. I don't know if Jesse or Bart have any other comment to that, but that's an effort to try to provide services closer to home and make it possible in some cases for our aging population to not have to travel specifically in the wintertime.
Well, I look at this building, and this is a nice building. This is even bigger than the one that was funded by CIB for Escalante. But one of the main things that really helps our clinic is our pharmacy. We actually have access separate from
the building itself is divided into two, a pharmacy and a clinic, but it's really important. We were the same way. We had to travel an hour one way or the other to be able to get prescriptions, and that's a big deal. So I would hope that you'd be able to look at that, because that's a big deal for your citizens.
Thank you, Jerry. And this is somewhat of a rough draft. I mean, it provides for the conversation. It's certainly not a complete set of architectural drawings, but that's a great point, and we will certainly consider that.
There is some availability of pharmaceuticals through the clinic now, but also should be stated that we have Wyoming residents that use our clinic also.
Well, I know it's a big deal for us, because it actually helps. It brings in a lot of the money that we need to help the clinic itself, but also where we have an aging population as well as what you do. I know it's a big deal for our communities to be able to get the prescriptions that they desperately need, rather than have to travel an hour. And a lot of times that means you wait a day or two even to get the prescriptions that you do need. So a full pharmacy to me, and I know Jones and DeMille, they designed ours as well. So
that is a great point that I would like to reiterate. Daggett County is the oldest county by population in the state. So we are concerned with that population.
So in a little more detail, the ask that's on here right now, is the reduced, or is it the full size? Okay.
The ask is reduced by just shy of $1 million from the proposed in the last meeting.
Went from the red down to the green is what you're
right
showing.
On both floors, basically.
Yeah, both floors. Okay.
Commissioner Adams.
I'll make a motion to approve as as presented.
Approve for funding?
Exemptions.
Wait, are you approving it for funding?
Because yeah.
We don't have the money to fund it.
I don't know. We'll get it when we go along, I guess.
You can't do that, because you don't have the money, Bruce. You don't have the money to fund it.
We won't have the money?
I didn't say we won't have the money, but you can't approve it before you have the money.
Okay, what do you want to do?
Can you do it on the pending list?
It's on the pending list now, right?
It was brought from the pending list to this meeting?
It's still on the pending list.
It's still on
this meeting.
And I believe that Candace had an idea, at least, for it to work. And I'm
no, but that requires that you can't fund it before you have the money.
Why are you listening to it?
All right, Ms. Powers, let's have this conversation about creativity.
Well, we have a motion on the table.
We do have a motion on the table to fund as requested. Has it been seconded?
But you can't fund it.
Right.
Because of what your prior actions today have precluded it being funded.
Yeah.
So you can motion to keep it on the pending list or put it on the priority list for a subsequent meeting. You can't fund it today. And you can do that.
Okay.
Do you want to make a substitute motion, Bruce?
Yeah, whatever Candace said.
Amend his motion.
And I'll second that.
What is the motion?
The motion is to put it on the priority list.
Put it on the priority list.
Yes.
For next trimester.
It can be March, April, or May coming off the pending list.
No.
But that wasn't his motion.
Pending list in order to be funded in March, April, or May. Right?
Oh, good point.
You can't put it on the priority list and have it
funded in this meeting.
Well, no.
No, you said no, you can't do that.
Yeah. Keep it on the pending list.
On the priority list to be
I'm funded.
If you put it on the priority list, then it can't be funded until
June.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. If you leave it on the pending list, then
March, April, or May.
Consider it at a future meeting.
If you put it on the priority list,
try again, Bruce,
and
I'll second
you.
But if it's already placed on
the
leave it on the
June.
Well, I thought when people brought projects to us, we're not funding any of them until we get to the funding meeting.
Right.
We approve them. We've proven to be...
You review
to
them.
To be funded at the funding meeting if we have the money, just like we did today.
Yeah.
That's all I was trying to do.
Okay.
You want to put it on... So, to be clear, you want to put it on the priority list for funding in June?
Just like we will do in March, April, and May.
But okay, hold on, guys. Hold on.
It can be funded now.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
You have many times where we have suspended the rules and funded projects, not at funding.
Yeah. I understand that. But once you put it on the priority list, then it goes to the funding meeting.
Yes. Yeah.
And we don't have the ability to suspend and fund today because we don't have the money. So
it would
you'd
be
have to leave it on the pending list and then suspend and fund when you have the money. Yeah. You could make that motion.
But it's on the pending list currently,
it's on
right?
the pending. It needs to go to it.
It's on the pending list currently?
Yeah. So
Ms. Powers, please.
Because they've requested to be on this meeting to discuss it, your motion should be to keep it on the pending list in lieu of future funding. That would be a motion. If you put it on the priority list, which you can do, it won't be funded till June. If it's on the pending list, they can bring it back March, April, or May for a total of 6 months. Which
so are we going to do this in March and April and May again? Nope.
Now,
put anything on the list because we don't have the money to fund it?
You don't put anything on. You put it on the priority list and you'll fund it in June pending the amount of revenue you have.
Yeah. So what's the preference of the applicant? Would you guys like to stay, if it were up to you, would you like to stay on the pending list or just be placed on the priority list for June for the funding meeting in June? If you stay on the pending list, we keep you on the pending list. Mm-hmm. Then we can bring you up for funding in March or April or May.
Yes. Before you, I won't answer for you.
Yeah.
But clarification for the applicant. If it stays on the pending list, then assuming the funds are there through communications with you.
Yes.
And they come, do they have to be 2 weeks before the next meeting to bring it back into the order? Or how, I guess, practically speaking, how does, if they were to choose the pending list, how do they get on the next meeting that would be appropriate to be funded?
I suggest a motion be that as funds are available, they are on an agenda. Because you've approved the project. You're choosing to approve it. Yeah, you can deny it today, but I don't suggest you do that.
Okay.
Bottom line is, there is insufficient revenue as constituted today to fund this, to give funding approval to this. So you have.
So I'll make a motion to move it to the priority list to be funded in June if we have money and if somebody's willing to help the CIB at the legislature and if the devil doesn't come in and screw things up. That's my motion.
Okay.
I'll second.
Very articulate.
I will second that minus the
the
extra.
Oh, that comes with the devil.
Okay, it comes with the devil. Okay. So
we have a substitute motion to place the project on the priority list for funding in June as requested.
Could I have clarification on what's the difference between being on the pending list and being approved when the money comes in, or wait till priority list?
Don't ask.
Well, I don't understand what it is right now.
Yeah.
Me either.
It's well, putting me on to be funded in June. This is putting me on, but it's maybe more.
All the projects we send it today were on the priority list. So we're putting you on the priority list for the next. Next funding.
We can't fund you today.
No, right.
But if we kept you on the pending list, there's the potential for us to do that before June. But it seems like the more formal thing to do is to put you on the priority list for funding in June instead, and get you more on track, you know, than kind of limbo.
Per legal counsel, it does not take a motion to keep you on the pending list, but a motion to put you on the priority list would be necessary.
Yeah, and that's been made.
Yep.
So why don't we vote on that? There was a motion made to place the project on the funding list.
priority list for June.
For June.
Mm-hmm. It needs an exemption because it's outside the tool?
No, I'm good. I'd like to make a substitute motion that we approve this project and put it on the leave it on the pending list for our next meeting.
Okay. So leave it on the pending list.
You're not approving it. You're keeping it.
Yeah, we understand.
Which does not take a motion.
Not required.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
There's no motion because it's just
because
it's already
if they do if we do have money in March, we can approve it and they can get their money in March.
Yeah. Was there a second to Bruce's motion?
Yes.
Because if there wasn't a second,
Laura,
you second it. So we can
vote on it and vote it down and die, and then it just stays on the pending list, and we go on with our lives.
Oh, so I didn't need to make a motion.
But if we had money, Jerry, we could suspend and fund in March.
Yeah.
If it's on same difference.
No.
So,
no.
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 No, what?
You can't suspend and fund if it's on the priority list.
Today.
You've made the
talk about the devil in the details here.
We're talking about the pending list. That comment was about the pending list.
Well,
it's left on the pending list.
Okay.
So we need a vote on the motion. If the board wants the project to stay on the pending list, vote no. Okay. And then the motion dies. And
forward.
Then we can just leave the project on the pending list. If we want to place it on the funding list, vote yes for June.
Okay, this is to put it on the priority list. It won't be funded till June. Treasurer Slaw.
Yes, that's what I want to do.
Ms. Hansen.
Yes, and at the risk of complicating things, does it need an exemption?
Yeah, it does need an exemption if you're going to fund it in that.
So would the motion maker like to identify the exemption?
Sure. You tell me what to identify and I'll do it. Financial hardship?
Yeah.
Well, you have financial hardship. The board must determine that there is sufficient evidence that the proposed project is essential for preservation of community health, safety, and welfare, and the potential cost to finance under the proposed terms exceed the applicant's discretionary budget.
Just the way I would have said it.
Financial hardship. Correct.
Then back to my vote, yes, with that amendment to the motion.
Mr. Lytle.
No. Oh, I am abstaining.
You just about voted no.
Sure. I am abstaining and have made the declaration that as a member of both boards, I will defer my vote.
Mayor Baker.
Yes.
Commissioner Miles.
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor.
Yes.
Commissioner Brown.
Yes.
Commissioner Adams.
No.
Okay.
Made the other motion. How can I vote for this?
Why do we
vote? How can I vote for this one, Kurt, when I made the other motion?
That was your motion.
Priority?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what we just voted on.
Can we adjourn and come back tomorrow?
Okay, what's the vote?
Yes.
The motion passes if... Did you vote for your motion?
Yeah, did I thought
No, they didn't.
Bruce just saw that
we
voted for it, so he thought he must be against.
No Jeep ride for you.
No ride home. Either.
We withdrew my motion, Bruce.
Okay.
Didn't need it.
Okay. Here's the lemonade. You're going to be on the list for final funding approval in June. You don't have to keep coming back. To every subsequent meeting. And in June will be the funding meeting that this project will receive final funding approval, given that there is sufficient revenue to do so.
May I make a quick comment?
Yeah. Yes.
I think it would be lovely if we could document, like, here's what we do in this situation for future purposes so that we can be consistent and add it into our policy guide document so that, you know, if there's something that comes on the pending list at a funding meeting, you know, what are the procedures? What are the options? I think that would be helpful.
I was looking for that the whole time, but frankly. But it's a great project. Thank you for coming in and giving us an update. Thank you for working with us, you know, and shaving your scope of work and sharpening your pencil. And we'll look forward to seeing you in June.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate the board. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Why don't we take a breather. That's the last of our project review. Let's take a quick 15-minute break, and then we'll come back for our board member discussion.
We can't outvote the Wasatch.
Yeah.
And they, when I left, they kept adding city managers to the Wasatch Front. So
it's the part
right now. So here's my question. We went back to the legislature.
They did a deep dive on the revenues for that reason.
Sales tax, you know, to that formula presented the state.
Well,
we were told 5 years.
We were assuming revenues in decline.
No, there are 29 seats in production. No, why?
Production.
Because there are 29 counties.
All right. Yeah,
because
Kurt.
Chairman.
Kurt and I started the meeting. Okay, we'll call this meeting back to order after a very brief, I think that was a 13-minute recess. No. We are on item 9-1, CIB board meeting, March 7th, 2024. Do we need any discussion regarding that next meeting, other than just that's the day when we're hosting the meeting? Okay.
Well, come back and ask for a suspended fund on
Yeah, we do.
Chairman?
Yes, sir.
The discussion was to maybe cancel one of the next three meetings.
Yeah.
That would seem the most likely.
Yeah.
That would be the one I'd be in favor of. Cause
March.
The longer we wait, then the more clear it is in terms of how much revenue we're dealing with.
Not only that, where there's a minimal amount of applications in right now, it would more than likely, if we cancel the one later, we're going to have a lot more applications.
Yeah.
Well, doesn't the way the applications work, Candace, is you've already received all the applications for the next trimester.
Deadline tonight. Right.
Yeah.
In terms of our time and efficiency.
So, but the board decides which meeting.
You're saying for March we'll have a meeting and a half worth of applications
for the next trimester.
Just total applications right now.
So you can cancel March 7th, April 4th, or May 6th.
We're thinking we'll cancel March's meeting. Is that still?
Now, I will email all of the applications on Monday, so we will know where they are. And that will tell you, but today you can vote if there are not a lot of applications.
If there aren't a lot of applications, part of me is to get done on March 7th.
Well, my only train of thought was, I have a concern because we try and make all these decisions without really knowing how much money we're dealing with. So, I know Candace done a great job of trying to estimate that, and we have some estimates to work from. But the longer we wait, the more clear it is the amount of money we're working with. So it's easier to make better decisions on where to draw the line and who should get money and who shouldn't. So.
Yes.
I'm hoping that when the board reviews applications, it's not because they're looking at the funding, it's because you're looking at the project, and you review them on its merits. And then when you do the June, you'll have hard decisions to make. You'll have some that you can't fund. But how would you fund it if you were a rich guy? That's what you should... How would you fund something? Well, because they're all good projects. They're important to everybody that comes in. And
But we have to draw some lines, Candace. We can't just assume that we have unlimited money and then make all those hard decisions at the funding meeting. Like, you need to be making some hard decisions along the way.
Well,
rather than pushing it all to the funding meeting.
Well, what's the criteria for drawing the line?
Well, let's get... We need to decide if we're going to have a meeting in March before we move on.
Well,
what would we like to do? We want to cancel March's meeting or meet in March?
I mean, I don't care. It's not that big of a deal. Yeah. Like, if you guys want to do March, I'm not saying that. I mean, I can go either way. I don't care.
I have no preference on that.
Out of respect for your point, it does play in knowing what our revenue stream is doing as we look at the projects. To Candace's point, if we're reviewing the projects on their merit alone, then it doesn't matter in that sense. But I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm saying that though, somewhere in the middle, we got to meet and figure out.
I do know this. Like, at the beginning of the last trimester, we were pretty hard on some of the applicants, right? Because we felt like we didn't have a lot of money coming in. We scaled a lot of those projects way back, you know, including, like, Uinta County, you know, like the fire district. I think they, you know, you're probably right. They probably would have got a better deal had we felt like we were flush with cash at the time, but we didn't. And so what I'm saying is the more information we have about how much money we're dealing with, the better we can make those.
It's nice to have the money in the bank before you decide who you're going to give it to or how much. And I understand that point.
Commissioner Garrett?
I feel like if we don't have enough for three meetings, we're looking to cancel one that makes the best sense for March. I'll make that a motion to cancel March.
Second.
Just do all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, so the board is taking a vote to cancel the March 7th meeting. So we'll plan to meet on April 4th.
Unless some crazy slew of applications come in that you weren't expecting.
Yeah, it could happen. A lot of us will be up here in March anyway, so I don't.
We will.
Well,
legislature's over.
Yeah, I think it ends 3 days before.
Oh, does it? Mm-hmm. It's 3 days before. Okay. Well, we're planning to proceed just to see everyone again in April, but if we get overwhelmed with applications, we'll get the band back together.
It doesn't sound likely, because you communicate with most of the applicants by now anyway. I don't proceed.
So, up next on... We have item 9.2, which is from our last meeting, we had kind of broke out into an open-ended discussion about our processes and how we process applications and fund projects. And so we agreed to list it under the discussion item of the agenda and just discuss some options. And so this is just an idea to kind of have a policy discussion or at least a process. I don't know if you'd call it policy discussion, but process discussion. And so listed here we have A, our trimester basis, status quo, B, a moratorium on applications, which we discussed. Do you, Ms. Powers, do you want to provide any clarification on these options? Or am I doing a sufficient job before we break out into discussion?
Do you see any consequences as a staff? Any of those?
The one consideration that we've heard feedback on is that the AOGs are compiling those CIB application lists. They probably need to know sooner than later that October 1st or June 1st will not be an application submission, and you will hold it and let the funding build up. That's the only downside. I don't think that you fix the problem by waiting, but you do know a finite amount that you have to deal with. So let's say by then we got $10 or $20 million. That's it. That's what you do. That's what you deal with. $20 million was so 3 years ago. You'll probably have 9 to 14 million. But that doesn't count loan repayments, which you have had. You've done your due diligence to try and keep this fund revolving, so we're counting on loan repayments too. I'm only, when I say 9 to 14, it's new revenue as best I can guess.
So, Chairman?
Yes.
If maybe Candace can answer, how much, just an estimate, actually comes back into the CIB every month from loan revenue right now? Just an idea?
I had to put that together for...
Yeah, what's loan revenue like year to date or from interest?
Or just a rough by estimate month by month. You know, I mean, it all changes as you go applicants and people start paying. Some drop off. Just an estimate. Is there a throw out number? I'm not asking for an actual.
I think total it was $30 million, wasn't it?
Yeah. For a whole year?
Yeah.
Yeah, of loan repayment.
It comes in, so by quarter you're talking $7 million that comes in that can go back out
seven,
the door.
Eight. Yeah.
Yeah.
So can I speak in favor of option C, or three, not
yeah.
C, option three? I kind of like this because it gives us some benchmark that we feel like we can, is pretty predictable. It's we have a sense of how much money we got over the last trimester. We can continue to fund projects though the way that we have been doing it. But if we hit a point where, we think we've exceeded what we anticipate coming in, then we can just say, just hold your application for the next trimester, and we'll put it in the queue then with all of the others. And you and I had a small sidebar conversation about the moratorium, but I still feel like that option three it gives us some sideboards so that we have kind of a guide on what we should be considering, but it also kind of keeps the process flowing.
So. Mr. Brown?
Yeah, when we had that discussion, but I'm in leaning towards option one with adding some language that on the event that there's not adequate funding, that they're placed on the priority list for the next. I don't feel like I want to cut the feet out from under. They've come through the board. We've deemed the project worthwhile, and they've got that status. And then they have to go back into the mix and face all the other applicants to come to the top again. I think if we put some kind of a thing in the language of option one, that if there's not adequate funding and they're deemed a third project by priority, by triage, how do we place that list? That they have to wait until they're on the priority list for the next funding cycle.
How does that relate to, if I may? We have a good example, I think we just got done with. How does that relate in that regard? I'm not being critical, I'm trying to.
It fit that perfect.
Okay.
There wasn't adequate funding yet, we deemed it a worthwhile project, so we move it to the next funding cycle.
Okay.
So here's my concern with that approach for Alpha's, a lot of these projects are really critical and they need to be done timely. And what you've created in that situation is, everybody's just going to jump in line. And then after a while, if we don't have a lot of money, it becomes you got to wait 3 years. And then finally you get your project done because there's so many people that have jumped in line, right? And so,
that's where the triage, where you place the critical ones up in higher priority.
But which ones are critical, right?
We have to deem
critical. Yeah, right.
They're not all critical.
Well, the experience of this board is that everybody can make a case that every project is critical, right? Like, I think it depends on who you have advocating on the board, but I don't know that there's any projects that we've seen, other than maybe a few, where it's pretty clear that they're not critical. that somebody wouldn't argue that they're not critical. And if we get into a position where everybody's just getting in line and you just got to wait your turn in line, pretty soon it's hard to respond to those critical needs in the communities in a timely manner. And I want to make sure we can respond timely.
I think we do try to recognize exigency.
Yeah.
Emergency funds. But to your point, it's less defined after you get past that.
Yeah.
So, I wasn't here at the last board meeting. I apologize for not being, but my thoughts was more like in line with what Laura said on item three. If we'll have a critical quarter that it's going to take and put people off, but then we'll get back on track and we'll know how much funds have come in the previous quarter, and we have that much we can spend. Then we got a little better idea of which ones are critical, which ones we feel we can fund, which ones are so big they take everything and we can't fund this little one. I kind of feel like once we get where we know how much revenue previous quarter and this is what we're going to work on, because then the quarter we're working in will be building for the next quarter. And it's just going to pause for this 3-month period. And it'll be a little heartache for some people that haven't realized and were just expecting. But I think it'll still pan out better for us in the long run, because we'll know what we have. And we will be able to evaluate the more critical ones that are critical than the ones that are more of a wish list or a want without really being critical. You know, some water sewer infrastructure, that's critical. People can't live without, water and doing other things that we'll have probably a little better idea of what we feel is critical and what isn't. So I'm kind of still leaning towards that one. I know that's kind of puts off, but if we're putting off 1 month, all we're going to really do is put off 2 more months of not having meetings and then start in the new quarter of ranking them and doing them.
Commissioner Adams?
I might be wrong, but I think that's exactly what water quality does. If they run out of money, they're out of money. You get in line. You get in line for when they do have money, and they might not have money for another trimester or another quarter or whatever. I think that's the way they handle water and sewer.
Well, C isn't exactly just getting in line, because we'd be considering all the projects at once so that we can make some determinations on criticality and timing and all of that,
knowing how much we have. Yeah.
But not necessarily just because you submitted your application first. Yeah. Do you get more priority than somebody with a critical need that submitted their application after? Which I think is
I'm good at that if we come up with what the requirements are for critical. We determine that.
Yeah, that's what I was asking is are we going to come up with that parameters for what's critical? Are we going to rank them from 1 to 10 and we fund 1 through 5 and then 6 through 10 because they're not as critical, they don't get funded? What's the criteria there? What are we looking at?
Does Bruce think every project from San Juan's critical?
Because it is. Is that far from Salt Lake?
That's.
So by the time the money ditch gets to San Juan, it's always empty.
That's definitely. My grandpa used to say, you drop a dime in any corner of the state, it rolls to Salt Lake.
That's true.
Commissioner Lytle.
The other way to look at it is, as an example, would be along the ideas of the joint highways. What are they, 3 years out?
Five years. But I don't want to do that.
I'm not suggesting it's a good one, but it is. Yeah. It is another extreme on that same conversation.
Yeah. Well, and I think the priority, and I agree with with you, Kurt, and with Candace, both on kind of differing views here, you kind of need to know how much money that you have so that you can prioritize. I mean, there are projects that we've heard, and I won't say it out loud, but one that we heard in St. George that we denied.
Right.
Because it was more of a recreational ask.
And so that's my worry, is that those sorts of projects can just get in the queue and then get funded when now we've delayed critical projects another trimester or two or three or four after a while, right? And that's why I'm saying I think the best decision making is considering all the projects in a trimester, knowing exactly how much money you have. And if there's hard decisions that have to be made along those lines, you make them.
It might be helpful to do sort of like a little hypothetical exercise where we come up with, you know, 20 fictitious projects, and, you know, project one's a water project, and project three is, you know, a park, and project four is a city hall, and we kind of go through the mock exercise of what would option three look like. Say we know we have $14 million, right? What would that process look like? I'd actually like to go through the exercise before we, like, say this is the one, this is the process. I think it'd help us uncover some challenges or work through some of the kind of procedural details.
Can we have a meeting in that, like March?
We could do that, yeah. If we're not reviewing applications, that might be a good time.
We should do it when we have the tool 2.0 finished, though, so we can.
That seems like it would be a very good thing to do during the retreat.
In June, yeah.
One of the ways that it's crossed my mind is even going through some form of a ranked choice voting. Mm-hmm. I hesitate to use it not in the election form, but yeah. In terms of choosing or any other method of prioritizing or grading projects, regardless of whether we have the money or not. That it would add a layer to what we're doing. It would make it different.
Yeah.
I won't say better, but it would make it different that if, in some form, rather than trying to make one size fits all, because we've got how many of us on the board, how many personalities, how many different ways of approaching the world, but there can be an equalizing process in that ranked, some form of ranked choice voting. Where people, you can apply all your points to one project, but it may not flush, and not everybody is going to agree with you, or sometimes they may. And it may be that one of those times, something like a recreational facility of some form actually makes the vote because of whatever those intrinsic values are to the board as a majority. That allows for it. We kind of do it already through our discussion, but it's not very formal.
Yeah.
And people feel like, you know, if they get run over by it or whatever, and it can take away some of that emotion, but still have an opportunity.
Well, and I'm just going to say that, you know, the Joint Highway they do prioritize in that way. And one thing that I think that the CIB has to do is do the greatest amount of good for the entire state with priority given to mineral producing counties. In Joint Highway, if you have a project on the list, you don't get consideration for another project until that project's done. I mean, I don't want to point fingers, but we have funded a lot of projects in certain areas where the bigger chunk of the money for the year has flowed to a certain area of the state. And that may be truing up, I'm not making any assumptions here, it may be truing up where the money needs to flow, but I think that should also be part of the discussion.
Mm-hmm. I really like the idea of working through this at the retreat in a controlled, focused process.
Mm-hmm. They're not real projects, right? You know, it's just
even real projects.
Yeah, yeah. Or, I mean, even just so that we don't kind of piecemeal this, you know, these decision points together from meeting to meeting. I think a deep dive on this is good, and it sounds like we may be tweaking some of these options too. You know, are we okay? Yeah, go ahead.
Kurt, maybe we ought to, you know, if we're not going to meet in March, maybe we ought to take that time and have a meeting ourselves,
yeah,
and discuss what's on that trimester and try to
try and prioritize
a little bit.
Do it in real time.
Yeah.
Without actually awarding
money to anybody.
That's a good idea. And I think the one thing I do like about this board is when we push back, because sometimes applicants will come with the Taj Mahal version of what they want to do, knowing that, you know, if I'm getting all grant, I might as well go in big. And so I think, you know, part of me is not just deciding which projects get funded, but which ones we're going to ask to scale back a little bit, or, you know, whatever else. I'd be supportive of that. So.
And I think we've started down that trail when we first started in our effort to get away from arbitrary or capricious after the audit and everything, to try and bolster our decision making with
the tool.
But you got to have money even for the tool to work.
Yeah.
And the tool wasn't built, I don't see in my mind it built anticipating this severe of a reduction in revenue.
Just consistency is what it was built for.
Right. But it does give some of those things weight. It does a weighted evaluation.
So
that once they get to us, we see it more as whatever the grant loan mix is and the interest based on the tool's evaluation, or our evaluation with the inputs of the tool. We're kind of partway there in a way, but we got to go another step, maybe, if where revenues is challenging.
Yeah.
And the size of the project.
Speaking of that, not only as part of the project, but I would like to see the tools. Secret sauce, right? The weightings.
The assumptions.
Like, yes, everything that goes into building
the model.
The model, right? Like, I don't know that I've seen that all together in a way that I truly understand how much things get weighted. Because I understand all the factors that go into it, that get weighted. But the amount of that weighting is critical, right? So how much... Anyway, sometimes it spits out things and I'm like... How did it get here based on the factors that I think are most important and should be weighted? Like, sometimes I'm like, I don't know how we got here, when then there's this, you know, other county that I think should have been weighted higher that got less of a good, better of a deal or whatever. So I think anything that we could add to that discussion that kind of opens up that black box and lets the board truly weigh in on where those weightings should be, I think that's the job of the board.
I think some of us, including this young man, probably still have PTSD from trying to learn it to institute it. But anybody's come on since probably doesn't, and even probably need to be re-educated on our part.
Yeah, I mean, that's me, right? I mean, the tool is already in place, you know, when I joined the board. So I think that's a good exercise in the context of our process, but also, you know, this tool 2.0 is to have a review of those assumptions and everyone, really comfortable with, you know, with the modeling. It sounds like a planning meeting for March. And I think that'd be great, because a lot of these are on the top of our mind right now.
And Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I guess back to my point is, I think we get tunnel vision too, to a certain extent. And we say, oh, well, it's in the tool. Well, are all the factors in the tool? I don't think they are.
They're not.
And I think there's some other discretion that
we need to be aware of.
Well,
that's why we need to open it up and really figure out what's in the tool and have everybody solidified in their mind and feel good about how we're weighting different factors, right?
Yeah. We just don't want to lose the discretion of the board at the same time.
I think the tool would be really helpful to see, like, what's under the hood, especially because sometimes, it may not factor in certain things, but also sometimes we as a board say, well, you know, they're a producing county, maybe they should get a little bit sweeter deal, and shouldn't the tool be accounting for that already? Yeah. And so I think that kind of thing would be helpful. The comment that I had originally, though, was another thing that I think would be helpful is if all the applications are due for the entire trimester at a single time, it would be helpful to see the entire list at the beginning, because, and maybe that's shared with us and I miss it on my own, but sometimes I come to the monthly meetings and I see just the projects that are on the monthly list, and may say, well, that project doesn't feel that critical to me because I don't know what's coming the next month, whereas maybe maybe I would have supported that, because I would have thought, oh, we, you know, we've got, you know, that is more important than some of the things that might be forthcoming. And so being able to just see the entire list all at once would be helpful to me as well. And like I said, maybe you do that already and I just miss it. And I see you smiling, so that means that I must be.
Every trimester, all of the applications that were submitted are on that. Some will be new projects, some are staff review, and others are what you've reviewed prior to. I mean, there's all that list. Staff review means these are coming. The what is placed in yellow is what we're discussing at the meeting when you see it in yellow. But see staff review right down there? Like in March, you'd see all of them on staff review that we weren't going to talk
about.
But
maybe we could have a discussion as a board of the entire list. I think that's the difference, is that we don't seem to have a discussion with the entire list in front of us. We just discuss the 1 month application. If we're talking about prioritizing and what's critical and what's not, that might be helpful.
And what's in the administrative queue, not necessarily our queue yet, but bringing those together.
Yeah, that might be helpful.
The projects are placed on an agenda according to the revenue they produce. So you'll notice that. It's usually we discuss Uinta, then we go down. And so the lesser producing counties that have applications on that agenda are later on in the, so keep that in mind. That's the way they're put on an agenda. The water projects, no matter where they came from, are always on the last meeting of the trimester. I think I've told you this, but I'm going to remind you, so that DEQ can do the reviews that you look at. So that's why you see that last meeting of the trimester being all water and sewer, because that's the time that it's taken for DEQ to review those.
So when we look at that list, if I may, the order of that yellow list right there is in the, that's not in the order of the agenda necessarily.
That's how they were put on the agenda.
And based on their ranking on the rainbow sheet?
No, not on the funding meeting agenda. On an agenda that you review.
Okay.
A review. Then that's just as they, that the top ones are the ones that are reviewed at the first agenda.
It's
yeah.
Okay.
Now, if you want them differently, we can. What I was going to say in regard to your decision today is I'm going to be doing tutorials around the state. I'd like to tell applicants as I'm training them on the CID application process that they are to hold their applications in October or no, because I'll be doing it before March 7th. Actually, March 7th.
I don't think the moratorium is where we're headed. I think option 1 and 3 is probably where the discussion needs to happen is in, you know,
Well, 3 needs a moratorium because you have the previous month's trimester revenue.
Yeah,
that was my concern.
Yeah.
You don't think that's a good idea, Chair?
What's that?
Having a trimester moratorium? Because otherwise, I don't know how we get to a more solidified revenue number to make our decisions without that moratorium. My hope was, and, you know, I know we're in a public meeting and I don't want to alarm anybody, if there was some way to have another revenue source, like, you know, pulling back some of the throughput infrastructure money into the CIB, and I realize that would require legislative action at this point, that would be a way to bridge that one trimester moratorium. But absent that, and I don't, you know, obviously that's not going to happen, at least for a year, I don't know how you get there without a moratorium.
Yeah.
So the idea here then, so I'm understanding correctly, is there will be a moratorium between June 1st and October 1st on the applications, basically.
Is this something we're voting on then?
Not voting on it right
because
now.
I would just discuss with the status quo at this point.
Yeah.
And work our way through it. As we've done, it does create, it is not easier to retain the status quo. But it does allow us the opportunity for the different requests, and there's a minimal number, to have the deep dive. I would not say it's a knee-jerk reaction to go to this, because we've been putting it off for how many trimesters with reduced funds.
But I would say with this coming into, I say don't have a meeting in March, I'm fine, or if we do, it's administrative. Part of me is wondering if we shouldn't have the administrative one not have a meeting the month before the May meeting, have it as administrative, have the projects reviewed in March and April, have an administrative meeting in May, and work through in real time, real projects, some kind of a prioritization, whatever it is relative to the funding, which is kind of what we're doing now, but in a more close situation.
My only concern with doing the exercise with real projects is that, you know, we have skin in the game, right? They're from projects from regions that you're actively representing.
Which is
it is. But I think if we're going to have a truly objective process where we're working through, like, how do you prioritize things? How would this work? In some ways, I think it's more objective if we take all of that out, so you can eliminate kind of the personal attachment to specific projects, so we can have a more objective conversation. I'm not saying that we couldn't do that anyways, but it may make it easier, and we may be more free to experiment with things if it's not real projects, and then we can say, okay, yeah, that didn't work. Let's try it again.
I see.
Mayor Baker and then Commissioner Brown.
Okay. And I'm hearing everybody in the talk. I would like to see, as you said, June today or February 1st is the deadline for this next quarter for projects to come in. I'd like to see as soon as those come in within a few days, send us a little thing that shows all the projects. They don't have to go into detail, but just the project, where they came from, what they're requesting, and just so we got an idea of what's coming up for that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And be able to ourselves look at them and just kind of say, oh, okay, or whatever, and then have this meeting that we could not necessarily discuss them, but we could give us a little more idea of what's coming in. It's not going to be exact or accurate, but it'll give us a little bit of an idea of what we're trying to get to. And, you know, that would way, that gives us something to discuss also in our March meeting without, you know, not as a board, well, as a board, but not as funding or doing or to going through projects, just to see what's come in. It'd be nice to know that and just to see it. But I'm still kind of back to, and I've heard everybody's comment. I don't think we're going to hurt applicants if we put them off for a quarter, honestly, and then have the revenue and then go back to kind of like we did. I think that's been working pretty good. We just need to know the revenue, and then we can kind of go and say, okay, pick and choose. Us as a board will pick and choose. We can come back and say, well, this is where we feel like this one needs funded or needs moved up closer or something, and do it. Mm-hmm. But I think we could really not.
On October 3rd, 2023, you received an email with a whole list of the second trimester's applications. I will do it again. I've done it in the past.
Well, and I'm just saying, and I seen it, and I looked at it, but I didn't dig into it to depth now that we're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be nice. And I think we ought to get something like that every time.
You do.
Having the discussion, I think, is the piece that's missing.
So right now, just so we're tracking, we plan to have a planning meeting in March to deeper dive on these procedural options and discussion. Also to look at, revisit the tool. I don't know that staff will be ready to kind of roll out the new tool updates by then. The answer is
yes.
So that's great.
So is there a chance that you could speak to the director so that can be as find out what's happening and get it to us in whatever form?
It's ready.
The
so
tool?
Well, yeah.
Is that what you're talking about, Jack?
Yeah.
So
it
so
just wasn't going to be rolled out until a new year, fiscal year.
But if I think we're planning to
anticipate it.
I think if we're planning, if we'd like to revisit it just generally, it's opportune to do that and discuss the new, even March if we 7th. Don't put it into play yet, you know, but we don't know, you know. So
well, you're going to roll it out next year, but when was the chance for the board to weigh in on the...
That's
this spring. Like I'm saying, the
waiting is going to be good. We can do it either in March or in the retreat. I don't have a problem
administratively,
either.
Could you make some emphasis on that to make it available and make sure that nobody's getting in trouble or anything else that we're getting in anticipation of the fiscal year sooner than later?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, fiscal year is not the calendar year, right? So... Are you saying
right.
July 1 for the student?
Yeah.
But June 1 will be your policy meeting, and June 1 is the next.
But we're talking about having a plan. We're talking about having like a planning policy meeting next month. So I want to make sure that's still the intention. That's the direction we want to go.
More than an hour, or day, or 3 hours. To
I'm inclined to ask for a vote on it, so we don't.
Okay.
And is that clear to staff, kind of what our expectations are for this next meeting and what our plan is to discuss and work on?
I'm sure Laura's going to tell me, send me a possibility. You want a semi-list of fictitious applications to do I can give you a list of 20, and you can go through an exercise as to how you would rank those, but you also should be looking at them in regard to the tool, because the tool puts them in there and does weighting.
Right.
I mean, it really does.
Well, we've got 3 weeks to determine how to best put that agenda together for that meeting, but
I'll just plan it. It'll be here, and it'll be no applications.
Yeah. We're going to discuss. So we'll have, the tool assumptions. So for Paul, it's like we want to have a back-end conversation, right? What are the assumptions? What probably a 5 to 10 minute kind of here's the tool. Here's what the tool does.
You need more than 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's going to be a long discussion.
You're going to need more than that.
Well, put a zero behind
it. Part of it will be to present it. The other part will be.
I'm talking about just an intro to the tool, but obviously we have a lot more to discuss. And then the application and review processes, those are going to be a big part of the meeting as well, right? Because we just scratched the surface today. So
I'm happy to help brainstorm ideas on how to do that.
Well, all that
you
talked
about
today...
You seem excited, Candace. You seem really excited.
All that you talked about today was how you want to proceed as far as your review meetings. Now you want to talk about how you want to proceed in judging the application.
You could actually go back and pull a bunch of previous applications from years ago, change the name, and say, you know, I mean.
Yeah.
Does that sound good?
It's easy to do.
Is that?
Yeah. Well.
Does that sound like a plan?
This is for March 7th.
March 7th. No applications here. Is it going to need lunch?
Yeah.
Probably. I think so if we meet at...
And we'll all kick in money for lunch.
We could actually meet at 10 instead of not, or get a little earlier, or later, I mean, so that we for traveling.
So you wouldn't have to get a hotel?
You want me to host it?
No, you wouldn't have to get a hotel.
Yeah, I wouldn't get a hotel. I could just drive out. What I'm saying is that at 10, I could leave at 6, and plenty of time to be here.
It is the board's call.
Yeah.
Are we going to hear applicants in April then? People are going to present to us in April?
Yeah.
Okay. Because they are submitting and they're on the docket.
So we're not speaking to them more. What is the motion?
You
would prefer.
Yeah, there's no motion. I guess the motion that I would prefer is, you know, we're not making any decisions on Section 9.2, the application review processes. We want to do a deeper dive on those at the planning policy meeting in March. And that we're going to, you know, we're also agreeing to dive into the tool on the meeting as well. So no, we're not making any decisions outside of just what the agenda is for the next meeting. I think that, you know, the idea here was we kept getting these policy conversations about process, and, you know, when we were dealing with applications and we wanted to try to start to break that conversation away in the agenda, and now it's headed towards we just need a meeting, you know, to really, which I think is fine, because I'm hearing from the board, like, people are open to different, you know, conversations about ways to improve or tweak the processes, and I think that's great that we're not like rigid and divided on the issue, but we're going to have to really build out the time and make some decisions on it.
Did Commissioner Brown, you had said you have to look at that?
Yes.
Yes. I think Bruce and I and Jack were saying the same thing, but to clarify what I really have specifics about is I don't have any problems with option three other than the moratorium. I don't think everybody understands what moratoriums do. I think we were talking that accomplishes the same thing by prioritizing or triaging the projects like we're going to set up to try to do. That will put them in order of the critical funding. But I don't see a benefit of a moratorium other than you got to know what you've got for money. But with that same process that we're talking about, we'll accomplish the same thing. Moratoriums doesn't just affect this board decision of funding. It affects everybody all the way through, the communities, the engineers, the firms that are working on these projects. It puts everything, stacks it up. It's like putting a dam in a river. There's a point that it's going to blow. You know, and you're going to have a ton of projects in there. We didn't solve the problem other than we know what funding we have. But the same thing that we're talking, fund them when you prioritize them, fund them when you get the funding, accomplishes the same thing.
Yeah.
Well said. Okay. So we don't need a vote on the issue. We can, but I think we're on the same page.
I need to know if you need lunch.
For the next meeting?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they
stays. Business casual, get rid of the tie.
Pretty,
swimsuit.
So it's
going to
be.
No.
Swimsuit.
I didn't know you were going to
be. So we can protest any pools.
Yeah.
Or splash. Not talk about the splash pads.
Kurt, at some point today, if you'd like me to update you on San Juan County's hospital.
You bet. Why don't you do that real quick?
Since it's still on the.
Yeah. Yep. It's not being taken out of the dollars, but it's
pending
still on.
List.
Pending.
Yeah.
Pending.
Pending.
Not priority.
Pending. Yep. Why don't you give us an update real quick, and then we'll move on to our last item.
Okay. So after the October meeting, when San Juan County Hospital was so rudely greeted by the CIB board and the devil himself, I contacted the governor and asked him if he could see any value in having the state produce some funding to build the hospital, because the hospital is the oldest one in the state of Utah, 71 years old.
Didn't Daggett just contradict that claim?
They're talking about population.
I don't care what they said. They're not older than Mama.
They were talking about the population.
Oh. So,
yeah, population.
Not the building.
So the governor, I went to a meeting with the governor and invited Kurt to come and some other county commissioners. And the governor said, we're going to build a hospital in Monticello. And he put it in his budget as a line item in his budget. And so since then, the legislature has been trying to figure out how to fund that hospital. And you'll fill in the blanks, won't you, Laura? Talking to leadership, there are $25 million in unspent ARPA funds for the state of Utah. And the leadership, I don't want to say anything bad about them, without doing a deep dive into what ARPA funds can be spent for, have assigned $12.5 million of ARPA funds for the hospital in Monticello and $12.5 million for the University of Utah to work on a project out to daybreak. And so that they have they made that approval, Laura? It's not been made yet?
I don't think so.
Okay, so that's still up in the air. And what I want to make you aware of is that ARPA funds stay in their funding, that ARPA funds will not be spent to build a hospital. And so... So even though they're wanting to assign that to the Monticello Hospital, Sophia and others have indicated to me that's going to be very, very difficult to do. So we're looking for some other way to fund out of general funds or whatever. And but if we go back and have somebody talk to Treasury, like Mitt Romney or John Curtis or somebody, and get approval for somehow that ARPA funds can be spent. San Juan Health District trimmed down their hospital and took out their conference room to get it down to $34 million. One of the requirements for ARPA funds, if they could be spent on the hospital, is you have a conference room to do training and so forth. So it's still kind of a moving bulldozer. And so what I wanted to tell you was the hospital would like to keep their project on the pending list, not for the $34 million, but in case they need to come back for a couple of million dollars to add back into their project as a loan. They're not asking for a grant, never were, as a loan to put maybe the conference room back in so that they can access the ARPA funds, which are not allowed to be in a hospital, which the legislature is going to assign to the hospital.
Yeah.
But anyway, just that's why that hospital is still on the pending list, is because if they need to borrow a little bit more money to make this whole project work, maybe they could come back and with whatever funds they've got, maybe add back in what they have to get to make the project work.
Okay.
Commissioner?
Yeah.
A certain percentage of your county is Native American. Do you know what that is?
50%, 51%.
Okay, does that hospital, do the Native Americans come up and use that hospital?
Yeah.
I'll bet you if you went to D.C. and said, look, we serve the Native American population, I'll bet you can switch those ARPA funds. I'll bet they'd be willing to switch.
We'd try.
Yeah.
I would.
Is there Indian Health Services, any of that funding come towards the hospital?
Just what?
Indian Health Services through the VA.
Indian hospitals are all over the reservation.
Yeah, they have.
They have them all over the place. Ship Rock.
They don't partner.
Every place.
Okay.
But they're not willing to help?
No.
I know that.
They don't spend money off of the reservation.
Tons of ARPA money.
No. Don't. Who has a reservation in their county? Is this going to be an easy fix?
No. No, I just was curious if they participated in the hospital.
No.
Well, thanks for the update, Bruce.
That's worse than ARPA funds.
Up next is a throughput infrastructure fund review. Whose item is that?
Anybody's, because it was discussed at the last meeting. But he already brought it up and directed it to statute, so you can't bring it back. They wanted to bring back the interest off of throughput that is accrued, and you can't, because in statute it says interest must be applied to this fund. So, yeah, so that's that. But I just want to bring up one thing. The trimester basis is in rule. It's in rule. It's not an easy just policy. It's in rule. So you'd have to change the rule to change the process.
Got it.
We need public notice and hearings.
No, trimesters.
No, in order to change the rule.
Oh, yeah.
It's a formal board process.
And it takes 30 days public comment.
Right. For boards, we do those all the time. That's true. Okay, I'll adjourn the meeting at 12:11 p.m.
So we will meet the 7th at what time?
9.
Is Duchesne hosting the June?
Are they?
I know. I've got I have 1:30 housing board meetings.
Sure.
Where are we?